Aleishu, Chelek Aleph, Reish Nun Beis. Mavoi Lashar Revi'i, Introduction to the Fourth Shar. Beshar Ze Anu Melavim Es HaTamid Chacham Keshu Marchiv Es Givulei. So we accompany the Tamid Chacham in this part of the book as he expands his boundaries. Mi Esot Beisei, from getting married, establishing a home, Derech Kabbalas Misra, and then onwards to taking some position, whatever it is, ad hagi'oi lemadrigas ishklal, to the point where he becomes an ishklal, which we discussed in the previous chapter, vahala, and onwards. Kol eilu hin techanois shanois bederech ha'chaim. All of these are different stations on the path of life. Lo yira'iza kira'iza, each one is different to one another. Hatzad ha'shaveh shebohin, the common denominator is this, shal kulan alulav yistareh shigra o mitzvas anashim ulumada. On every period of life that we're going to describe, each one of them is susceptible to it becoming routine, becoming something technical, mechanical, routine. For example, ha'ava ha'amukha b'yisrael, the deepest love, ha'misra ha'rama b'yisrael, the most exalted position, ha'mesima ana'ala b'yisrael, the most noble mission, ha'kol alul b'meshech ha'shirim la'afir hergel, everything over time can become routine. Ha'ahava la'adivus adishat, love can be transformed into an indifferent politeness. Ha'misra li'miktza netul neshama, the position can become a soulless profession. Ha'mesima lefanasa, the mission that one took upon oneself can become just a form of livelihood. Shigra zoi, this routine, don't have a better word for it, hisnavnusi, it's an atrophying, a spiritual atrophying, misal b'chonis, a spiritual death. Lachein aleinu lidroish v'lachkum merosh, therefore we have to start off investigating. Keitzad misalim al maves ze shebagel, how does one overcome, rise above this death that is inherent in this routine? Keitzad zochim l'chaim arukim b'muvan ruchani, in other words, how does one earn a long life in a spiritual sense? That will be life. His answer is surprising. Chayim shel mamash, real life. Teluyim b'midah shechazal koreim oisa noise be'oilim chaveroi. It depends on a midah that Chazal referred to in Pekei Avos as noise be'oilim chaveroi, literally to share the yoke, to carry together with his fellow. When in a cell of air, Bezras Hashem, we'll try and explain this. Yeshnam shnei ofanim shel bedidus. There are two types of loneliness. And the word bedidus, it can mean two things in English. There's only one word for it in Hebrew, but one can translate it as either loneliness or solitude. And of course, there's a big difference between the two. One is positive and one is negative. So ha'ofen echad, the first one, adam ha'misboided b'chadrei ruchoi, a person who experiences some solitude within himself, u'ma'azin b'ma'am keiliboy, listens to his heart, the heart that whispers to him certain truths about himself, and clarifies to him his obligations. That's a positive solitude. There's a strength in it. The encouragement, growth, it's a positive thing. The second form of bedidus is, in English, you would say, not solitude, but loneliness. Adam a person who's been afflicted by midas adin. Im b'machala, it could be an illness. Im b'sevel acher, some other. There's no shortage of forms of suffering, whatever it is. V'hu ne'evak im sivloi, he battles this this suffering, whatever it is. Mibli cholis lechalitz b'minu b'chokhois atzmo, without the ability to extricate himself from this. Ki, as Chazal put it, ein chavush matir atzmo mibeis asrim. The prisoner cannot release himself from the prison. It needs to be from the outside. Gam hu yeshiv badad. He too is alone, like the person we discussed above. The oidesim imash akovim lo yisrav. More than the pain of whatever the experience is, ko'eves lo b'didusay. What's painful is the loneliness. The fact that he's experiencing this alone. It's kol od shehaya chay es chayav yachad im chaverav shavim. As long as he was living together with his peers, and equal in some extent, to a large extent, mil'ayas libo simchas hachayim. So a person goes through life generally with a joy. Every human being enjoys some extent of a social life, and we enjoy it. We thrive on social interaction. This person, whatever it is, again, an accident, loss of work, illness, divorce, what are these things, this particular event separates him, detaches him from this social interaction. He's alone. The Navi Yirmiyah says, "Mipnei adecha badad yoshavti." Kol sevel kefi maskuntoi medegasoi, every type of suffering, whatever its nature is, megale lifnei asovel tehomes shel bedidus. The common denominator to these experiences is that they are just abysses of loneliness, whatever it is. Loi tamid pogas midas adin b'chorach gadol rachman al itzlan. It's not always that midas adin impinges with a tremendous calamity. It's not always a catastrophic thing. Yesh ve'adam rak seivel mitzimtzum yecholtoi. Sometimes a person only, I think the only should be in inverted commas, but it's less. Yeah? He suffers from a restraint. He feels unfulfilled, whether it's in Ruchanius or Gashmius. And he's struggling with boundaries that are too narrow for him, he thinks. That also is a form of sevel. Gam ze sevel urusuach. That too is suffering. Uvdidus nara, there's a terrible loneliness there as well. That's on the one side of the extreme. Umikan ad la sevel atmidi shemi shivag abu yad elokim bechozka rachman al etzlan. All the way to the other end, the other extreme, the constant suffering of somebody who's really suffering some catastrophe. Elef alfei dergois. There are thousands upon thousands of levels here. Shel bedidus ayim of a wretched, terrible loneliness. Ba'olamois shel akerach hanira. In these worlds of frozen wastelands. David HaMelech says, Maskilo David, b'yoseba me'ara, when he was in the cave, the tefillah, ha'bet yomin u'ev ve'ein li makir, look Hashem, look here and see, nobody recognizes, ovad manus mimin ein doresh nefshi, nobody seeks me out, itzi mi masger nefshi, release myself from this vice, lo'odes es shemecha. B'me'ara, who is in a cave, levadoi, alone, b'choshech tat karkayin, subterranean darkness, ein makir, ein deresh, nobody knows, nobody recognizes, nafshi b'mazgir, his soul is in a vice. Sagur umsugar b'ch'evoi, enclosed in his pain, v'sivlo, in his suffering, b'ein moitza umaflet, without any ability to release himself. V'adoichek atzmoi, l'soch mazgir z'shir z'lasoi, the person who would now push himself into this vice of the other person, l'seis itoi b'oi, to try and carry with him, to share the yoke with him. And this is difficult, to push into the vice. Lehargish itoy hakev, to, we would say, to empathize, lisboil itoy yachad, to bear it together, to pay some attention, to recognize the tzara. Harei poratz eskavlei bedidus. What he thereby does is to break those bonds of loneliness. I'm paraphrasing Chazal again, to remove from him 1/60th of his illness, if it happens to be illness, but you're using it in a broad sense, well, it doesn't have to be an illness. Hayesh ketz legodel Yeshua, is any end to the greatness of the salvation here, but this person is prepared to carry the burden, gives to this person suffering. Aval zeh haneseh ba'oil atzmoy, this person is carrying the oil, he's prepared his soul. This doesn't happen by itself. He's prepared himself to really empathize, to really feel with other person. He has the key to the question we asked at the beginning, to overcome that spiritual atrophy that comes with age and experience. Only to him is revealed the real appearance, the real form of the world. Everyone else sees, to some extent, a superficial appearance. The person's, you can see that other person is at the minyan every day, and everyone sees upon him nothing different. Shalom, how are you? Good morning. Nobody knows beyond the surface. But this person, Nasebo'il, can see through the surface, can see deeply into the real tzura, and understand that underneath the polite greetings is something else. The reason this person can see the world as it truly is because in the deep recesses of the world, mekanenes mida adira, shel seizbe. There's this colossal, gigantic mida of noise be'oil, im kol kshim, with every person who has a difficulty, im kol tzar v'cheiv, with any type of pain and disappointment. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar Rabbi Meir, famous statement of Chazal in Sanhedrin, b'sha'a she'adam mitzta'er, when a person is in pain, whatever it is, shechinam al ha'shen yomeres, how did the Shechinah express itself? Kalani meir yishi, kalani mizroi, I have pain in my head, I have like pain like bending over, putting one's head on the table, on one's arm, because it's so painful. If that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is distressed over the blood of Rishaim, which is poured, because Rabbi Meir is talking about a person being put to death by the Beis Din, being executed, and this is a Rasha. All the more so, the Shekhinah feels the pain of the Tzadikim. Chazal are telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu suffers with every person who suffers in the world. Imoy onechi betzara. I'm with him in the travail. Im tzadikim rasha. It's true for tzadikim rishim. Im al tzar gadol al tzar katan. Whether it's a great thing or something small. Ve'im ha'shechina kach, ha'adam lo yeh nosa be'oil. Is it not up to us then to emulate this? Achein ha'yesoid ve'ashoresh lechol mitzvois ben adam l'chaviroi. The foundation, the root of all of mitzvois ben adam l'chaviroi, it's this. Loy rak lehitiv l'mrezek. Not only to bestow good and to avoid doing harm to others, ela laseis be'oil, to carry the yoke with, laseis lev lisbonem etzarasam, is we say about Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went out to see his fellow Jews, to pay attention, to look, to penetrate, loy lehalim ayin, and not to ignore. Esa kol makifa midazo, it encompasses all human beings. In other words, we can do this to everyone. Esa ashiv esani, both wealthy and impoverished. Ki adin v'hakeiv, midas adin, and pain, and nisyonos, and difficulties, einu medaleg al ashir. It doesn't skip over the wealthy. Keshem shepoket esani, just like the different forms of suffering. But esachai v'esameis. It applies both to the chai and also to the meis. Now here's a remarkable chidush over here, which I discovered later, also comes from Rav Baruch Povarsky. It says the same type of idea. Kol hilchois avilus, einan el halachois shel hargasha b'matzavo shel niftar. We normally perceive of the halachois of avilus as commiserating with the survivors, those who have lost. And of course, that's part of it. But the author saying that avilus is really, the essence of it is to commiserate with the deceased, not with those who are left behind. And that's a remarkable point. Kol hilchois avilus einan el halachois shel hargasha b'matzavo shel niftar. The halachois of nesi'a be'oil, of feeling, of empathizing with the niftar, with the deceased. Hanimtza b'matzav shel din shamayim. He is in a situation which is very unpleasant. Ayoyim b'neira. Uchi uchfi shlavei hadin kachom avilus. And corresponding to the judgment and its intensity, so to the severity of the avilus. Yoyim akvura, on the day of the funeral, should take over din. That's the most severe of the judgment. Midoraisa. So that's avilus is then midoraisa. Then you have shiva, because the din on the deceased is of a certain level. Then shleishim. Then shana rishena. Anu melavim es aniftar bechol amatzavim shel din. We accompany the deceased at all the stages of the judgment, v'nisim itoy, and we try to carry together with him, u'mishtadlim lehakel es din, we try to alleviate the din, bidrachim shel bra mezake abba v'chadomei, and all sorts of things that Chazal discusses, bra mezake abba, a son can have some positive effect on his father, let's say, by saying Kaddish, or learning Mishnayos, or whatever it is. So this midah encompasses the live and the dead. It also encompasses reshaim. Hatzadik seivel, if we see a tzadik suffering, then of course there's room here to carry with him, to carry the burden, to share the load. Harasha seivel, v'anu nisim itoy. That's a remarkable insight over here, that we need to bear with him. Harasha choyte, when you see the rasha choyte, We don't just write it off. We look at the Enki Marai, we know and we feel the pain at the fact that there'll be a bitter end to these chataim. Umanoi aluha anashim hamedamim benafsham. How foolish are people who imagine ki esarasha yicholim nadun bekalus limichias shemoy rachaman litzvah. They just brush off erasha. There's this yimach shemoy, that type, and they just brush him off. It's because the masses, the ignorant masses, don't understand. Ma ayoymu, how terribly awful it is. The person's name should be blotted out completely. This idea of oblivion, which is really what the essence of Gehinoim is. It's a terrible thing. One can't just brush off. One has to commiserate with the person. Here's an indication of this idea. Admoyer Urenenu Hagoyin Hasid Maran Rabbi Yocham. Yerucham Levi Leibovich Mimir, Siper Miraboy, he told of his Rebbe, Asaba Kaddish in Kelm. And this is the ultimate Kelm. Ki biyom Shabbos Kodesh tamid zaru panav behoi kedushas ha-Shabbos. That on Shabbos his face used to shine. Pam achas nivalu ha-Talmidim l'roisoi b'Shabbos ki biyom ha-Choyer. Once ha-Talmidim were alarmed because it was Shabbos and he appeared as he did on a weekday. Ve-Ziv ha-Shabbos ninam kalil me'al panav. The Shabbos light completely disappeared from his face. Kach beleil Shabbos koiz, that's it, it was in the night. V'choleis ha-Shabbos, throughout the Shabbos. B'motzei Shabbos, acharei avdala, after avdala, ne'enach Rabbi Simcha Zisel v'omar, he groaned and he said, Peretz Semolenskin meis. That person died. Mi yuchal isboinen u'leachil tzar ha-neshama. Who can possibly contain the terrible, who can understand the terrible suffering of that neshama bevo'al o'ilam ha-emes when it comes to the world of truth of omda bedin and standing judgment? Because Peretz Polensky was one of the famous maskilim in that generation who expressed a ferocious hatred for Torah. It's a person that be'yameinu we would tend to just brush off and rejoice that such a person died. But you see that an Adam Gadol, the Alter Mikel, felt terrible because he knew that this person is now going through a terrible tragedy. He was Neiseh Be'oil, even with this Rasha Merusha, who was, as I said, a ferocious enemy of Torah and hated anything to do with Torah and brought calamities upon Torah and its students. And nonetheless, Rav Simcha Zisel was Neiseh Be'oil. Achen, mi ze'enu Neiseh Be'oil im kol nivra. Ve'loi rak im Adam, this goes further, not just with fellow men, ki gam im ha-Shechina atzma. We are supposed to try and carry the load together with the Shechina in its suffering. Come at the filois anu mispalelim at kiddush shem shamayim boilam. At filois are focused on kiddush shem shamayim, ki, as we say, lo ilonu Hashem, lo ilonu, ki leshimcha tinkavod, not for us, for your sake, al chazdecha v'al amitecha. Ki be'etzem, indeed, zeu kol inena tefillah, that's really the concept of tefillah, levakesh al gilui kvoyit shamayim boilam, to ask that kvoyit shamayim should be revealed in the world. Even a person is davening for his fellow to recover, his deeper meaning should be the pain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels, as well as in kol cholem. It feels because this Jew is ill. And the davening should be directed in such a way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not suffer anymore. And furthermore, that if Pliny recovers, Yuchal avodus borobi, as I say, he'll be able to serve his creator even better. V'yisrabe aledo kevod shamayim b'olam. And because he's who he is, there'll be greater kevod shamayim in the world. V'lo rak b'tefila, not just in tefila, l'bechol hanhagasoi, throughout a person's conduct, kol ashe yigdal ha'adam, the more a person grows, tigdal da'agasoi lechvod shamayim, the more his concern for kevod shamayim grows, v'chacha yisneheg, and mimele, his conduct reflects this idea, shemima'asavut n'yosav itzei kevod shamayim. He's concerned that from his gestures, from his everything, Kvoit Shamayim shall burst forth. As Rabbeinu Yonah says, the author quotes this a number of times in both volumes. Ki hadavar yadua, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Ki midarkei Hashem, it's the way of Hashem, leoidea bechol mivta sefosayim, to inform us, that a person should express through every word, uvechol ashir mezunanayim, and through every hint with his eyes, with every gesture, with everything, he should express that everything that's valuable and precious and good is כמו שכתוב, כי זה כל האדם, רק קהלת ספינים שסוף כי זה כל האדם. So it's not just how a person speaks or davens, everything. Ein zeis, ki im nesse bo elim kuvet shamayim. This person Rabbeinu Yonah is describing, who's concerned with every gesture and every word and every wink of his eye with kuvet shamayim. This is nesse bo elim kuvet shamayim. Ve'elu in kol hilchois kiddush v'chilol Hashem. And then Kabbalah says, all the hilchois of kiddush and chilol Hashem. ואחד הסעיפים הראשונים בשולחן ערוך הוא, along the same lines, right at the beginning of שולחן ערוך, ראוי לכל יראי שמיים. It is appropriate for every שמיים להיות מיצר ודויאג על חורבן בית המקדש. And again, because one is noise באוילים השכינה, because הקדוש ברוך הוא is so pained by the destruction of בית המקדש, it's appropriate to bemoan that. It's just that, אלא שרק יראי שמיים יכול להיות נושא באוילים בעצם מקדש. This is something that's appropriate דווקא for יראי שמיים, ולא אדם שלא הגיע עוד לכך. Not every individual can feel this. בקצרה, in brief, מידה זוהי של נושא באוילים חברוי. This מידה of carrying the yoke together with his fellow, מקיפה את הכל. It encompasses everything. בו ירא ונבאים, the creator and the created. Tzadikim urshayim, it applies to tzadikim urshayim, chayim umisim, the alive and the dead, the living and the dead. Vehaboynes chavim midazoy, a person will build his life on this midah, hu ishchai. That's an ishchai who will avoid what you said at the beginning, that over time things just become deadened, our sensitivity and just becomes deadened and routine and there's no rejuvenation. This is a midah that battles that. In this section of the Sefer, we want to describe Kitzad Yafutsu Ma'inaisecha Chutza. That's the pasuk from Mishlei that we started off with. Your wellsprings now gush forth. No longer a teenager, no longer a single man. Now it's Yafutsu Achutza, your influence spreads, your orbit expands to a wife, to children, to Talmidim, to whatever it is, others in the community. Im Tirtze, if you wish, to Chalavin Eskola Shehazeb Nikudasa, you can understand the entire section of this book from this perspective now. Ad kama talmid chacham yeida bechol matzav chadash bechol madrega chadasha. To what extent does the talmid chacham know in every new circumstance, every new level that he achieves, liyos nesei be'olim abayim nesech miyachitz asei, to carry the load, the burden with those in his orbit. La rishena im ishtei, initially with his wife. Achakach im banav, afterwards his children. Achakach im talmidav, afterwards talmidim in klal Yisrael, the community, the wider community, the city, then vim kol ha'ilam, ultimately the entire world. Kan tamuna said, this is where the profound secret lies. Keitzad adam yisher ra'anan v'chai b'shnos amida. High person is to remain fresh and dynamic in middle age. Beveisoy lo yitein makom l'shigara. He will not allow routine to take over his home. Be'avidas haklal v'im talmidav, in work with the community, lo yisa v'ish mikzo. He won't become just a professional. Ela ish chai. A living person, Hasenas Atzmo, is giving himself, not just his knowledge, he's pouring himself, though he let tamid, and constantly changing and growing, mamash, like the pasuk in Tehillim, oid yenuvun beseiva, even in seiva, in old age, yenuvun, they'll be fruitful, desheinim v'ra'anim yu, they'll be fresh. Talmid chacham, asher kol avodasim acherim novas mikuda zoi, a talmid chacham who's work with others, stems from this point, shel nesi'a bo'elim chaveroi, of carrying the burden and the yoke with others, ובזהו מסלמת תמיד מחדש, and it's just constant new opportunities for this, הוא יהיה איש חי בכל תקופסיו. He'll remain a living, truly dynamic person in all of his periods of life. אין זה עבודה קלה כלל. This is not at all easy. ובואו ראה, come and see, כיצד דיברנו בכל השירים הקודמים. Much earlier in this episode, we spoke about chivatiyot, we spoke about fitting into society, val chesed, we spoke about the val haraspanim also quite recently, about the concept of haraspanim. But this profound idea that we're discussing now, shel neiseh bo'elim chaveroi, to carry the yoke together, umnam ramazlo, we just hinted to it. Aval ra'inu legal esirakan, we saw it fit to reveal it explicitly only at this point, kesh'anu miskanirim ravos atamid chacham edrech hayab, when we are preparing to accompany the Talmid Chacham as he becomes older. Ki adam tzair einu mesugal klal laredes l'ogash ha'davri. A youngster cannot at all understand the deep ideas over here. It's not for him. And therefore, he must stay with the earlier part of the Sefer and focus on chivatiyus and chesed eras panim. It's for older people to start appreciating what we're speaking about over here. Adkan.